Okay, Mary Love, I'm so excited. This is so
Me
fun.
too, it is.
I feel like we just need to be at a cafe, and
Agreed.
Chattanooga was last time we did a little
Yeah.
coffee shop, but then we saw each other. I mean, all things Dollywood. We're going to talk about your journey in business today. We're going to do 10 years in 10 minutes. It's going to be awesome.
All the
Okay,
things.
take me back. This is your 10th year in
Yeah.
business.
Yep.
Congratulations. That's
Thanks.
so exciting. So I just want to go back to where you were before we start working together and tell
Yeah.
first, just tell everybody who you are, what
Yeah.
your business is, and
Totally.
hi.
Hi. Hi. So I'm Mary Love Richardson and go by Mary Love, Southern double name thing. I'm based in Nashville, so I'm a Tennessee girl like Shanna. And all the Tennessee things. And I'm a floral designer. I own Rosemary and Finch. And it's been 10 years this year, which is so crazy. It's so fun and
Wow.
exciting. And it's just wild. So to your first question or the other question, I took the blueprint model in 2016. We just confirmed that, which is that really was a turning point for me because I think we said I had like 40 weddings
40
that
something
year,
weddings.
something like that. And I think even the year before I had even more. I think I did like 48 or 49,
50. Yeah,
50.
I was
Yes, it
like,
was
yeah.
something wild. I wish I had those numbers. I
We
should have
should
pulled
pull
those
up
up.
your old data.
Yeah,
I
it
know.
was something crazy for me, for what I want to
Yeah.
build. It was too much. And yeah, so when I took the blueprint model, I immediately started decreasing every year. I decreased the amount of events I would do. And now I'm down to like 20 to 25. And I like that. You know, like some people have the goal of only doing four weddings a year or something like that. I like working, I like
Yeah.
being busy. So 20 is a nice number for me right now. And that is, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I think that's so good to acknowledge. Everybody has their number. And I've talked to a
Yes.
lot of people when you get down to five weddings or 10 weddings,
Yeah.
if one wedding drops off, that's a fifth of
It's
your
a big
portfolio. I
deal.
mean, right.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
there's pros and cons to both.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
50 probably. So when you were doing 50, I think it's good to
Yeah.
share that you had
Yes.
a very small team. It wasn't like you
Yes.
were,
Totally.
outsourcing wedding, had a
No.
big staff that, oh, I had three ladies that are gentlemen at this event, and
Yeah.
I was at the, you were doing them all.
Yes, totally. I was present at all. And still, even today, I'm present at just about every single wedding. I've had a few where it's, especially with COVID postponements, that we would have a travel wedding that then a Nashville wedding got postponed to the same date and stuff like that. So I have had, team members leave, but even still today, like it's all me. But I
Yeah.
feel like the cool thing that we were talking about a little bit, should I start talking about Mackenzie? And
Yes,
yeah,
let's roll.
let's
Yeah,
go for
all the
it.
things.
Okay, so I've always had like a big team of freelancers and local designers in Nashville. Like we really do have a sweet flower community here that we all support each other. And there have been just so many girls. I mean, it feels like a revolving door, just so many people coming in, and they're part of my business for a season, and then their business grows and they move on, and we get to support each other and cheer each other on in different
Yeah.
seasons. And so, I'd always like toyed with, do I need an employee? Do I need more of a team, or is it okay to just stay freelance? Especially because if I'm only doing 20 or 25 events a year, that's only 20 or 25 weeks a year that I'm
Yeah.
in the studio. So that kind of felt like, what do they do the rest of the year?
Yes.
So
Yeah.
the last 2 years, I had part-time help. So I had girls that weren't on salary, and that was like a learning curve for me. That was like, I wasn't quite ready to do that, but I was like, hourly, I'm going to give them office work. So I had like, at a time, I only had one, but like two different girls over 2 years,
Yeah.
that were on my team and like helping with the behind the scenes a little bit, which was the first time. And so I went 8 years like doing all of the office work, everything behind the scenes on my own. But then I got that help, and it gave me the taste of, oh, it's really nice to know to have someone else, a second brain going.
Yes, yes.
So I really got to the point that I was ready to hire. So like that process definitely was a leap of faith. That was definitely a scary step. But I got to the point where beginning of 2021, that my sales doubled from like 2019, and then we can just ignore the black hole of 2020. But from 2019 to 2021, my sales doubled. And so it was that, oh, okay, we're working with new numbers here. I
Yeah.
can maintain a higher salary and pay someone else's salary without it really, you know, being that big a difference. So that was a helpful moment to realize. But I really, at the beginning of 2021, I got on this kick of outsourcing. And that was also the part of the process to hiring McKinsey, that I needed help. I needed to not do everything all the time. I was still going on every single breakdown before then. And so I was doing all candles. I started outsourcing candles. I started outsourcing breakdowns, which was actually what it was, that was what lit the fire in me that I loved helping create jobs, that I helped like my candle stylist friend, I help her business by outsourcing to her. And I got to help really support an eco breakdown business in Nashville. Like I was their first big client and like they are on every single wedding now. And that also means I get to do the whole sustainability side. And that's a whole other conversation, but that kind of gave me the like excitement to bring on more and create jobs. So this year I was, both of my part-time girls were moving on and like, I needed more help. And I put an ad, like just a help wanted ad just on my Instagram. I didn't advertise it anywhere else. And I had changed my sales goal to reflect that if I, you know, could sell X amount more, really, I wanted to sell 100,000 more to justify hiring an employee, full-time employee to cover their salary. And I also had the mindset that if I didn't find the right person, I wasn't going to hire. Like it had to be, I had to know deep down that this was the right fit and just have that like instant connection. So I did 14 first interviews and it was a lot, but I just was trying to cast the net wide and, you know, talk to anyone that was interested. And McKinsey was the 12th interview. And I was very discouraged. Everyone I had talked to either wanted way more money than I felt like I could afford, which I will also call out a little bit of an upper limit in my mind. But, you know, people wanted, it was either needed a higher salary or just wasn't the right fit. Like, I've led enough teams. I've had enough freelancers to know the red flags instantly. Like, just know they weren't going to be the right fit. But one of my funny behind the scenes things, I had defined what the perfect person would look like. And one of my weird things I said was that I wanted a former volleyball player because like four of my best flower friends in Nashville are former volleyball players. And I was like, there's there's a connection. So turns out McKinsey comes in and she is a former Division I volleyball player.
Check. She's in.
You know, it was the universe. It truly was meant to be. And it was just one of those moments that I just instantly knew that she was the right fit. And she really has been such a good fit. So that's my long-winded story to say I found someone and hired. And it really has been, I have just seen, I wasn't sure if I would have enough for her to do. Like, what was she going to do on the off weeks? And it has been just this breaking of an upper limit to have a second brain going, a second person available at all times, that the errands I used to run myself, the things I used to do all by myself, I have someone else to pick up the slack. And it really has increased my productivity and my efficiency. And I'm already a very like efficient, get everything done fast sort of person. And it's like, it's doubling that. And it's just exciting and fun. And it's this new energy that has just given me just more excitement, because before this, I truly was, I was swinging in and out of burnout because I was lonely and tired. And it's just been an energizing, exciting thing. And it's worked out great.
I just love hearing this because, you know, I've had amazing team members in the past. Like,
I know you have. Most wonderful, yes,
you know,
you
it's
have.
Funny you said that about your former volleyball player, because I remember when I was hiring an assistant and I have a friend who works for Michael Hyatt in Nashville and her name is Seuss. And I would joke, I said, I need a Seuss. Like, I just need a Seuss. And the girl I hired in Chattanooga when I was there, her name was Seuss.
Oh
and
my so gosh, just, stop.
That's funny. Moment of like,
that
I got
small
my
world
Seuss.
Universe. Moment. I love that.
And she went by Seuss. And so it was just really funny. So
cute.
I love that so much. But I love hearing you talk about this, because I did not love managing a team. And totally. Something I say is, you know, I waited too long. And so I hired like 5 or 6 people all at one time. And that was just, I love how you have walked into it. You had freelancers, you had contract work. And now you're 10 years in business hiring full-time for the first time. And that's not everybody's story, but for you, it sounds like the right time to hire and you knew the numbers you needed. What would you say?
Yeah.
Has it been hard for you to have someone running your errands and dropping things off? And like, talk me through just the mental letting go of, letting go of things.
That's a really good way to put it. yes, it definitely, I've had moments where I feel guilty asking her to do things because I've always done it. I'm capable of doing it faster because I've done it forever. We were working on a spreadsheet together yesterday and I was just filling out as fast as I can. And she was like, I don't know how you can even think that fast. And it was 10 years of doing the same spreadsheets over and over. I can just fill them out and I know what goes there. So yeah, it definitely has taken me time to trust that trust that she's happy and wants to be with me. And it's been like 5 months. So it still is fresh, but we are very happy. It maybe still is in a honeymoon phase, but oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with her. She's such a good fit. We just have fun together. And I do think I'm 10 years older than her. And I do think the age difference helps. I've watched one of my best flower friends in Nashville, Kelly, we're growing in very different ways. And it's really fun to like cheer each other on and grow very differently. Like I'm very much like quality over quantity. I don't want a lot. I'm really happy with one employee. She just hired 3 people and is doing lots of weddings every weekend. Yeah. And it's just interesting to see the difference that her role moved very much into full managing, like you were describing.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I like being hands-on. I like having to do all the or getting to do all the things, you know? So it's interesting to see the difference that we both are doing. We're doing similar in sales and we're like both very successful, but I do like having my hands on all of the still touching, because I think that it depends on how you're wanting to grow and like what type of business you want, but I am wanting to serve a higher tier of luxury clients that do require the hands-on thing. And so I think the small lean team is kind of a key to that sometimes, you know, that only Mackenzie and I touch things and that I have my eyes on everything still. So anyways, that's a little bunny trail, but.
No, that's so good though. And I think for sometimes we have to take that wrong path.
Yes, totally.
To redirect, you know, and not every hire. I love how it's like I did 14 interviews. Like not every hire is going to be a great hire, but I found with my team as well, like taking that time. I mean, I made them submit video resumes. I mean,
Totally.
It was a very long process, but they were the most amazing humans. So I think that's so good. And congratulations
on having
a full-time employee. That's a big deal. And I love how you said like, what a perspective shift of now I am providing jobs for people. That just makes something I wanted to point out, Mary Love, is 10 years in business. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And you're feeling burnout. You're feeling like, hey, I'm lonely. You've gotten your systems down. You doubled your sales without increasing your workload, which I want to talk about in a second.
Yeah, for sure.
I think for some people, adding a new revenue stream might have been the direction they went.
Totally.
And that's fine. Yeah. But I love hearing you, or some people might be just like, I'd want to be out of this industry completely.
Totally.
But for you, you needed a team member, you needed new energy. And so I don't think that's often talked about or something I would have even thought about, like I'm feeling burnout. I need to hire somebody.
Totally. I know.
But that's so cool.
Yeah.
And talk about working. I mean, does she work from home? Does she work at your home?
Yes.
And you're looking for a space.
Yes. Okay. I love this question. One of the things that I shared in like every first interview I held was that I have created, thanks to your core motivators that I still think about weekly, I've created a really sweet, balanced life for myself. Like I don't like overworking. It is rare that I work past 5. I have really clear boundaries about when I work and what I do. And We take lots of time off. I travel a lot. I get out and like live the life I want to live. And so I shared in all of my first interviews that I wanted to share that lifestyle with whoever I hired, you know, that that's that they're coming into my lifestyle and like, I'm not going to be forcing something on them that I'm not doing myself. So Mackenzie, we do remote work on office weeks, like kind of 50-50, like we'll co-work at Soho House or at a coffee shop or something. But then of course, wedding weeks, we're together all the time. So there is a really nice balance of, you know, I told her like, if she wants to travel, go visit friends for a week, she can. Just tell me if it's an off day or an on day and she can work remote. And that has honestly worked well. And obviously I had to hire the right person that could handle that freedom. And so far it's been great. Like that has been, I've had to push myself to over-communicate and to be brave when I'm not sure, instead of, you know, cause I have the tendency to just give the benefit of the doubt and to like try to just be nice, but over-communicating and saying, just tell me if it's an off day or an on day and we can, you know, figure that out. And it's just been really sweet. It's worked really well. So
And I think that's so good, because I remember I wanted to be like the cool boss.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I know.
Just don't ever work.
It's and fine. I'll
pay you. Same, like, I know. My people would not do that. They were amazing.
Of course.
But you don't want this like stream running in the back of your mind. Like, I'm working. Are they working as hard as me? And I'm paying them. I'm working harder so I can pay them. So I think communicating what you need and finding that is so helpful. So
totally.
I just, we could talk for so long, but I would love, Mary, love for you to talk about so many people. And you know, I'm all about this too. And right now I feel like I'm recalibrating still after having Madeline about designing a business for the life you want. Like it is business built for life. It is our mantra.
Totally.
I think that so many people talk about that, but they don't actually live that. And so you've been in business 10 years. I'm going to ask you a hard question. So you might, you can think about it for a second.
Yeah.
We can cut out.
Hit me with it.
But I would just love for you to talk through, and we kind of high leveled it before we hit record, but what are the pieces that you say, maybe if we could say, what are the five pillars or something, I don't know, that you have put in place over time to make it so that you don't work past five?
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, is it systems? Is it freelance? Like, can you boil it down? Okay. Give
totally.
It to me.
Totally.
Knowing your enough number.
I know. Yes, totally. Okay. You know what actually first, what just popped into my head is that your four core motivators are what helped me do that, because I'm selfish and I want all of them. I know we all do, but I'm like, I want all of them. So I think, okay, one, time is the easy one, that I choose to do less weddings, that I have consistently raised my minimum. I consistently, my average wedding size goes up, and we can talk about that too, but that's always like an easy way to protect my time, that like my average wedding size has grown and doubled and quadrupled. And literally it's 10X from when you first met me. It is 12X now from when we first met.
Wait, will you share your client averages? Is something we talk about a lot in the blueprint model. So when you came in, do you remember what your client average was?
Yeah, I actually have it in front of me. Let me tell you, it was $3,334.97.
$3,394. So I'm going to call it 3,400. Thank you for being specific.
Yes.
3,400.
I have my client track.
40 events.
Yep.
So you did like 136,000 in sales that year. You have 12X'd that now. Get into it.
For 2023, that average is 12X or something right around there.
Okay. What is that number?
It's like at 40,000.
Mary, love.
I know, Shanna. Can you believe that?
40,000.
Yeah.
Get into it. 20 minutes.
I know.
Of a million.
I'm not there yet, but that's my average. And
so
I'm
close.
Like,
averages. I love talking about anybody listening. I love talking about client averages, because sales can go up and down. You know, it, for me, I took maternity leave. I took 3 months off.
I'm out of totally. My
sales. But if client averages are going up, that's the number we want to look at. Because different seasons in the business, sales can 2020.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And that is what helped me to see through the weeds in 2020 of like, well, my client average like hasn't changed that much. And it dipped in 2020, but I was okay. You know, it was that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that aside. Okay.
So that, core motivators.
Yes. Core motivators. So like time is like keeping that I don't want to do more events than that. I do want that much because I get bored. If I, if I'm going for months without events or weddings or flowers, I just get bored, you know, like that just, we travel in my off season, but I just like to have the time. And then, okay. So money, I'm motivated by money. I like making money. I like having that comfort. I want the money to live the way I want to live, to shop or to travel or whatever it is, and live where I want to live.
And live in the same building as Dolly Parton.
Exactly.
Whatever.
I had ever seen her, but you know.
Into fame.
Yeah, you know.
I live in Dolly Parton's building. Not a big deal. NBD.
Casual.
I'm a floral design. Casual. That's awesome. Yes. So then, you love that challenge.
Yes, totally. So money, I'm just motivated by that. That's, I say yes to things when I see I can make more money off of that. And then
creative expression.
I really think I've been able to niche down into like a certain style that is Rosemary and Finch style. It is Mary Love style. And I have planners who, the way I'm booking these larger, higher end clients is because I have planners who see me lean into that creative expression, that like, they know what they're going to get when they hire me, that like, I deliver on that over and over. And like, I think this is kind of a bunny trail, but really, I think one of my secrets to success is just being nice. And I know you would say that too. It's just like,
yes,
honestly, people just like me, you know, that I'm easy.
She said so humbly. I mean, it's so likable. You are like, so likable.
Like,
I love you.
Just like,
I'm like, let's get coffee next week. I love you. I'm coming to Nashville. Let's get together. Yes. I would not say that to everybody. You are cheerful and sunshine. You are like sunshine, Mary Love.
Like, I don't, I've never been out of sorts on a wedding day. Like no planner has ever seen me like panicking or stressed on site. Like truly that has never happened. And I think there's something to that of just like doing what you say you're going to do and doing it. Like, I think that is one of the nuggets, that if you say you're going to send a design plan in 1 week, do it in 5 days. Literally.
Yeah.
People book me because I do that. You know, anyways, okay. Creative and expression impact. And then impact. And that's where I think it comes down to, I love creating jobs, you know, that like, that is motivating for me, that that's it's so been cool. So fun to
gone through the quadrant.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. 10 years.
Does that answer Mary the Love, question?
It's so good. It's so good. And I'm just, I think going back to, I want to come back to like, this is 10 years in business. It's through time and through learning, but really identifying, and that's been a big challenge for me in this season of life. With we've had so much change. Like, I need to sit down in business and be like, what do I want from my life? Because you know, I preach this every day, but it's like the cobbler's children have no shoes. Like,
yes,
we can design that business. So thank you for that encouragement for me. I need that reminder for my own self today. And okay, I always like to send off these interviews with, what is the best thing you've learned about money?
I love this question. This is what I was thinking about and talking to my husband about right before we got on the call. The first thing that pops in my head that is that money is a renewable resource, that it really, like, we can always make more money. Every time I invest money, when I invested in the blueprint model, it felt like such a big deal to spend that much money in one place. It really did. Like I was doing what, like $100,000 in sales, $120,000 in sales. That was like a percentage of my budget that year, you know? Yeah. And I have consistently invested in education. And every time I put that money out there and it feels like the big scary number, it feels like it comes back tenfold, that it gets easier. Like the first yes is always the hardest. I actually always think, my husband does real estate investing, and the first investment property we bought, I was at the Blueprint Summit at Dollywood with you. And
2019.
In 2019, that was the first, he was on the phone, like buying our first investment property. And that was the hardest.
And we were at Dollywood.
And we were at Dollywood. And I was like, I don't know. It's and it's that like first yes, that is the hardest. And it gets easier and easier and easier. And even just this year, I started investing in going to like conferences, going to Engage, going to Emergence. And that feels like such a big number, you know, to spend like literally like 10 grand all in to go for 3 days to a conference. But I booked a wedding my wedding in Raleigh, North Carolina last weekend or 2 weeks ago was through connections because of Engage. And I just see that money come back. And something that Ben and I talk about is that the optimist always wins in money and finance. Like if you believe that you're putting yourself out there and you're like investing, it's the person that shows up. And sometimes that means putting your money out there.
Yeah.
That's who wins. That's who grows. Like, sometimes you're going to lose an investment. Sometimes you're not going to see the immediate, you know, return. But I just think that showing up just in general, just showing up, being the man in the arena, you know, it really does come back. Girl, I know, you know, I love every time. I know you do.
I know. But you know, that feels like a full circle moment of going back to hiring McKinsey when you invest like 2000 for the blueprint model back then in 2016, you know, it was like a small, like with your freelancers, it's a small investment and then a little bit bigger, then a little bit bigger. And now 10 years in, you're ready to hire full time. So I just love the idea of like small steps taken over time. So thank you for sharing about your decade in business.
Oh my gosh.
Because I think so often we want it to come fast. So much can happen in 10 years.
Yes. I am all about the slow growth. I am with you. That's the best way.
Mary Love, this has been so fun. Thanks for coming out today and sharing your story. And it's just a joy to get to have you in the community, but just to watch your growth. So we've been together since eight years now.
Yeah.
Since your second year in business.
Crazy times.
I know. And we're getting together next week.
Yes. Can't wait.
Thank you for your time.
Of course.
You're the best. Mary
Appreciate
Lim.
You.
Wow. And you are like sunshine. So true.
All right.